I work on the basis or the assumption that when you ceased working for this particular employer some time back, you then made your application to change your employment visa sponsor through to your present employer. And in this regard, then the immigration department are fully appraised of your exact circumstances insofar as you're no longer working for your old employer, but you're clearly working for your new employer and sponsored by them accordingly. So then, in terms of how the immigration department are going to approach this, essentially you're only going to know once you've submitted your application. So essentially, what you do is rather than resign for your from your current employer before taking up this new job, if you will, with your old employer, then essentially you need to get the immigration department's permission in order to do that before you take up that new work with your old employer. So in making your application to change your sponsorship again, clearly you have to set out all the facts and circumstances that gave rise to the situation that you find yourself in, that you were working for this employer for 12 years previously, that in the wake of your departure, a new opportunity has presented itself with that employer on improved employment terms, on improved career prospects, and all the rest of that good stuff. Essentially, laying out that it was your intention quite dutifully to leave that employer behind and start your career with this alternate employer. But as they say, blood is thicker than water. And now you find yourself with this other opportunity, which you feel that it would be advantageous for you to uptake. And therefore, could you please have the permission of the Immigration Department to rejoin that employer with that new employment, with a new contract, and then see what they make of it? Now, the way the process works is that you file your application before you've resigned from your existing employment, and then during the currency of the application, if the Immigration Department are minded to approve you, they will send you a signal in so much as they'll request a copy of your resignation letter from your present employer, speaking to the final date of your employment with your present employer. And when you get that missive request from the Immigration Department, if it comes, that is, then you can generally resign and begin to serve out your notice period. And the correspondence that's generated between you and your current employer will speak to the last date of your employment with your current employer. And if, as I say, the Immigration Department are minded to approve you, they will then issue you with an approval letter to uptake the new employment with your old employer once again from the day after the date that was recorded on the resignation letter that you adduced to the Immigration Department in support of your resignation from your current employer. So that's the way that you manage that. And again, essentially, you just have to make your pitch to the Immigration Department and explain, why you're troubling them with this application to rejoin your old employer once again, when really only the course of a month has gone by. Okay, so I mean that's the kind of the cut and thrust of it. You can certainly make your application. The existing employer needn't know about your motivations and intentions until the Immigration Department have sent you a signal that they are minded to either approve or refuse your application. So, in that regard, I think you're on pretty safe ground, all things considered. But I would make the application on the terms that I've just essayed for you. Okay, I hope you find that useful.